Continue.
So we're going to have a little bit of direction here, questions and answers.
Mums būs vairāk jautājumu un atbildes.
And before we go into that, and
pirms mēs tajā ievirzamies,
close this afternoon,
noslēgsim šo pēcpusdienu.
Be back for the 6 o'clock worship night.
Esi uz 6:00 vakarā atpakaļ uz pielūgsmes vakara.
Take an energy drink.
Paņem enerģijas dzērienu.
Coffee.
Battery. Baterija.
I came from very far to be with you guys.
Es atbraucu ļoti tālu ceļu, lai būtu ar
jums. Dosim aplausus par to. Thank you.
So before we go into that, I believe this is the most important part of having greater understanding about worship.
Šī ir ļoti vērtīga daļa, lai gūtu dziļāku izpratni par pielūgsmi.
When you open the book of Revelation chapter 4,
kad tu atver atklāsmes grāmatu 4. Nodaļu,
you have a glimpse of what musical worship looks like in heaven.
Tev ir nedaudz mazs tāds īss ieskats par to, kāda ir muzikālā pielūgsme debesīs.
That's our reference.
Tas tāds atskaites punkts.
The Bible says, may your will be done on earth,
lai tava griba notiek uz zemes,
as it already is in heaven.
Kā tas jau ir debesīs.
In heaven, it is.
Debesīs tas jau ir.
On earth, it can be done.
Un uz zemes tas var tikt izdarīts.
So it's our responsibility to have a better understanding of heavenly worship.
Ir vienmēr iespēja gūt labāku izpratni par debesu pielūgsmi.
To replicate on earth how worship is done in heaven.
Lai atdarinātu uz zemes, kā pielūgsme ir debesīs.
Few very quick points.
Daži ļoti ātri punkti.
Revelation 4:8.
Atklāsmes grāmata 4:8.
Don't be spooked out by all the creatures and the characters that are in Revelation.
Neizbīsties no visiem tiem varoņiem un tēliem, kas tur ir.
There's a few living creatures around God's throne.
Ir pāris dzīves radības apkārt Dieva trūnim.
They're worshiping day and night.
Un viņi pielūdz nakti un dienu.
Holy, holy, holy.
Svēts, svēts, svēts.
Is the Lord God Almighty.
Ir Dievs visvarenais.
Was.
Kas bija.
His.
Kas ir.
And is to come.
Un kas nāk.
So now listen.
Un klausies.
We worship in the morning.
Mēs pielūdzam no rīta.
Whatever we do it for His glory.
Visu, ko mēs darām, mēs darām viņa slavai.
We worship in the afternoon.
Mēs pielūdzam pēcpusdienā.
If our choices,
ja mūsu izvēles,
are also for His glory.
Arī ir viņa slavai.
We worship in the evenings.
Mēs pielūdzam vakarā.
When we continue,
kad mēs turpinām,
to deny ourselves,
aizliegt sevi,
and to prioritize Him.
Un kā augstāku prioritāti likt viņu.
Worship is not a moment.
Pielūgsme nav moments.
It's a lifestyle.
Tas ir dzīves stils.
It's a mindset.
Tas ir domāšanas veids.
Worship in heaven is consistent.
Pielūgsme debesīs ir nepārtraukta.
So worshipers on earth also need to be consistent.
Tad arī pielūdzējiem uz zemes jābūt nepārtraukti.
Here's one way of being more consistent.
Un viens no veidiem, kā būt šajā nepārtrauktajā pielūdzē stāvoklī.
Reflect more on who He was.
Atskatīties uz to, kas viņš bija,
who he is,
kas viņš ir,
and what he promises he's gonna do.
Un ko viņa apsolījumu darīs.
Holy, holy, holy.
Svētais, svētais, svētais.
And then I reflect on the Lord's power.
Un es skatos uz Dieva
who was,
spēku, kas is, bija, ir,
and is to come.
Un nāk.
Last night we did that.
Pagājušajā vakarā mēs to darījām.
Start thinking of every time the Lord's protected you.
Sāc pārdomāt, kad katru reizi Dievs tev ir sargājis.
Forgiven you.
Piedevis tev.
Covered you.
Pārklājis tevi.
Renewed you.
Atjaunojis tevi.
Blessed you.
Svētījis tevi.
Favored you.
Devis tev labvēlību.
What he's doing right now.
Ko viņš dara tagad?
And what he's promised to do in your life.
Un ko viņš ir apsolījis darīt tavā dzīvē?
You're like, man, the Lord's power was greater than this other force.
Un Dieva spēks bija lielāks par to otru spēku.
This other resistance.
Šī pretestība.
And you just start deepening your reflection on God's past, God's present and God's future.
Un tu sāci skatīties uz Dievu pagātni, uz to, ko viņš dara tagad un to, ko viņš apsolīs
nākotnē. Maybe
you
young kids?
Varbūt jūs ie jaunieši?
Remember when you wanted to be on the worship team, but you didn't know how to play an instrument?
Varbūt jūs gribējāt būt slavēšanas komandā, bet jūs nezināt, kā spēlēt instruments.
And now you know how to play.
Un tagad jūs zināt, kā spēlēt.
That's a praiseworthy reason. Praiseworthy means that's worthy of praise.
Slavas cienīgs nozīmē.
My voice was horrible, you guys.
Mana balss bija briesmīga.
I took a lot of singing lessons.
Es esmu ņēmis daudz dziedāšanas stundu.
I invested a lot of money.
Esmu daudz ieguldījis tajā.
Years.
Gadus.
The first time I led worship at a youth group in California.
Pirmo reizi, kad es vadīju pielūksmi jauniešu grupiņā Kalifornijā.
The next service, the mic was taken away from me.
Nākamajā dievkalpojumā mikrofons tika man atņemts.
I was sad.
Es biju bēdīgs.
I was upset.
Es biju dusmīgs.
I kept going.
Es turpināju iet.
I kept going.
Es turpināju iet.
I was a part of a church that had 6,000 people.
Es biju daļa no draudzes, kur 6,000 cilvēku.
There are so many guitarists.
Tik daudz ģitāristu tur ir.
I was like, how am I gonna?
Es domāju,
how am I gonna get in the worship team?
Kā es iekļūšu tajā slavēšanas komandā?
I started out as a drummer.
Sāku kā bundzinieks.
For 6 months.
6 mēnešus.
And they got to know my heart.
Un viņi iepazina manu sirdi.
And they moved me to the front.
Un viņi pavirzīja mani uz priekšu.
And then the first time I sang,
un pirmo reizi es dziedāju,
they cut the mic.
Viņi nokrīž mikrofonu.
Go back to the drums.
Ej atpakaļ pie bungām.
Be consistent.
Esi secīgs.
They cut your mic.
Ja pastāvīgs.
Holy, holy, holy.
Svētais, svētais, svētais.
They give you the mic.
Viņi iedod tev mikrofonu.
Keep your praise the same.
Paturi šo slavu tādu
holy,
pašu.
Holy, holy.
Svētais, svētais, svētais.
Bottom of a mountain.
Kalna pakājē.
Holy, holy, holy.
Svētais, svētais, svētais.
Top of a mountain.
Kalna virsotnē.
Holy, holy, holy.
Svētais, svētais, svētais.
I was a part of a church, a very large church.
Biju daļa arī no ļoti lielas draudzes.
The pastor didn't like my voice.
Mācītājiem nepatika mana balss.
So we were 4 worship leaders.
Tur bija 4 slavēšanas līderi.
And one time our band was to play at this really large event.
Un vienreiz grupai vajadzēja spēlēt ļoti lielu pasākumu.
And he asked the 3 worship leaders to sing.
Un viņš palūdz 3 slavēšanas vadītājus dziedāt.
Cut me out.
Un mani izgriez ārā.
So you just play electric guitar.
Tu vienkārši spēlē elektrisko ģitāru.
The band was furious.
Un komanda bija sadusmojušies par to.
Why is this pastor cutting Guy's mic?
Kāpēc šis mācītājs atslēdz Guy mikrofonu?
Holy, holy, holy.
Svētais, svētais, svētais.
You don't need a mic to be a worshipper.
Tev nav vajadzīgs mikrofons, lai būtu pielūdzējs.
You don't need art to have a worshipful heart.
Tev nav vajadzīga māksla, lai būtu pielūdzējs sirds.
That pastor did not like my worship style.
Viņam nepatika šim mācītājam mans pielūksmes stils.
But God liked it.
Bet Dievam tas patika.
Almost 10 years later.
Gandrīz 10 gadus vēlāk.
Almost a decade later.
Gandrīz 10 gadu vēlāk.
I was playing electric guitar at Hillsong Worship in San Francisco.
Es spēlēju elektrisko ģitāru Hillsong San Francisco.
I looked down on the crowd.
Skatos pūlī.
Pastor was there.
Mans mācītājs tur bija.
I was leading him in worship.
Es viņu vedu pielūksmē.
Stay consistent.
Paliec nemainīgs.
The world turns around.
Pasaule apgriezās.
Things change.
Lietas mainās.
People change.
Cilvēki mainās.
Don't change your worship.
Nemaini savu pielūksmi.
If it's in the morning.
Ja tas ir no rīta.
Holy, holy, holy.
Svētais, svētais, svētais.
If you're tired in the evening.
Ja tu esi noguris vakarā.
Holy, holy, holy.
Svētais, svētais, svētais.
You get your heart broken by somebody?
Ja tavu sirds salauž kāds.
Holy, holy, holy.
Svētais, svētais, svētais.
You're in a hospital bed.
Vai slimnīcas gultā.
Holy, holy, holy.
Svētais, svētais, svētais.
You get a new car.
Tev ir jauna mašīna.
Holy, holy, holy.
Svētais, svētais, svētais.
Don't change your worship because God doesn't change.
Nemaini savu pielūksmi, jo Dievs nemainās.
Whenever the living creatures give glory,
jebkad, kad šīs radības Dievs slavu un godu,
thanks to him,
pateicību viņam.
The 24 elders fall down.
24 vecēji nometās zemē.
Now listen.
Klausies.
That's Revelation 4, 9 and 10.
Tas ir Atklāsmē.
There is order in heaven.
Ir kārtība debesīs.
We should have order in the Lord's house.
Mums ir jābūt kārtībai Dieva namā.
Somebody's doing one thing.
Kāds dara vienu lietu.
Somebody else is doing something else.
Kāds dara kaut ko citu.
God's not messy.
Dievam Dievs nav tāds
nekārtīgs. Our music should not be messy.
Mūsu mūzikai nav jābūt.
Our prophetic environments can be free.
Pravietiskā vide var būt brīva.
But they should be intentional and ordered.
Bet tai jābūt ar nolūku sakārtotai.
Revelation 4, 10 and 11.
Atklāsme 4, 11.
The 24 elders fall down.
24 vecēji.
They lay their crowns before the throne.
Nolika troņus viņa priekšā.
You're worthy, our Lord and God.
Tu esi cienīgs, Dievs un Kungs.
Dievs. True worship has true submission.
Patiesa pielūgsme ir patiesa pazemība.
Whatever has value to us,
tas, kam ir vērtība priekš mums,
it's only worthy of being at his feet.
Tas ir cienīgs, ka to noliek viņa kāja priekšā.
Whatever people put over our heads,
viss, ko cilvēki liek virs mūsu galvām,
we should lay at his feet.
Mums ir jānoliek viņa troņa priekšā.
And the four living creatures and the 24 elders,
un pirms šiem 20 šīm radībām un 24 vecējiem,
they fell down before the lamb.
Viņi zemojās Jēra priekšā.
Here's some artists.
Šeit kāds mākslinieks.
Each of them had a harp.
Visiem bija cītars.
It's a band.
Tā ir grupa.
It's a group. Grupa.
Grupa.
And they sang a new song.
Un viņi dziedāja jaunu dziesmu.
You're worthy to take the scroll and open its seals.
Tu esi cienīgs paņemt šo raksturuli un atvērt zīmogu.
The word zīmogu. New song here in Greek.
Vārdi jauna dziesma grieķu valodā.
Means a song that's never been practiced or rehearsed beforehand.
Un tā ir dziesma, kas nav bijusi izmēģināta iepriekš.
So,
vai dziedā.
It's a spontaneous song.
Tā ir spontāna dziesma.
In heaven,
debesīs.
There is spontaneous worship.
Tur ir spontānā pielūgsme.
There's a new song.
Tur ir jauna dziesma.
And our churches,
mūsu draudzēs,
we should open room.
Mums ir jāatver vieta
for new songs.
Jādod telpa jaunām dziesmām.
Unrehearsed songs.
Neizmēģinātām dziesmām.
For spontaneous songs.
Vai spontānām dziesmām.
Because it happens in heaven.
Jo tas notiek debesīs.
And it should be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Un tam jānotiek uz zemes, kā tas ir debesīs.
That's how they worship in heaven.
Tas, kā viņi pielūdz debesīs.
It should be how we worship here.
Un jābūt tam, kā mēs pielūdzam šeit uz zemes.
And to finish it up before we do some of the questioning.
Un lai uztaisītu kopsavilkumu pirms mēs pārējām pie jautājumiem.
Revelation 5, 11 and 12.
Atklāsmes grāmata 5, 11 un 12.
Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels.
Tad es skatījos un redzēju daudz eņģeļu balsis.
Numbering thousands.
Kas tūkstošiem skaitā.
They encircled the throne and the living creatures in a loud voice.
Viņi aptvēra šo troni un eņģeļus un tās šīs radības ar lielu skaļu
balsi. And they sang, worthy is the lamb.
Un viņi dziedāja cienīgs Dievu Jēris.
So a true worshipful atmosphere,
patiesā pielūgsmes atmosfērā,
is contagious.
Tā ir nemainīga.
You want more people at this church?
Tu vēlies, lai būtu vairāk cilvēku šeit draudzē?
We should have more true worship at this church.
Mums ir jābūt vairāk patiesai pielūgsmē šeit draudzē.
It attracts more people.
Tas pievilina vairāk cilvēku.
It attracts more people.
Tas pievilina vairāk cilvēku.
Worship is attractive.
Pielūgsmē ir atraktīva.
You go into a church, everybody's reacting to the presence of God and singing.
Tad, kad tu aizies uz draudzi, kur visi reaģē uz Dievu klātbūtni un dzied,
and with their affections pointed toward God,
un viņu viss šis izpausms vērsts uz Dievu,
unbelievers are going to go, what's this?
Un neticīgie domās, kas tas?
This is awesome.
Tas ir brīnišķīgi.
A true prophetic worshipful environment is evangelistic.
Un patiesais pielūksmes vīda, viņa ir evaņģēlistiska.
According to Rick Warren,
saskaņā Rick Warren,
he says the presence of God is the most evangelistic element at a church.
One more time.
The presence of God,
Dieva klātbūtne,
is the most evangelistic element at a church.
Ir visevaņģelizējošākais elements draudzē.
So when you have a worshipful prophetic atmosphere,
kad tev ir šī pielūksmes un pravietiskā atmosfēra,
and God sets his throne in the praises of his people,
un Dievs noliek savu troni savu cilvēku slavas vidū,
he inhabits the praise of his people,
un viņš mājo slavā,
people feel him,
tu vari viņu sajust,
we see him,
mēs redzam viņu,
we recognize him,
mēs to atpazīstam,
and that is something that the world out there does not have.
Un tas ir kaut kas nav ārā pasaulē.
The presence of God is the difference maker.
Šī Dieva klātbūtne tas, kas dar šī, parāda šo starpību.
Amen.
Amen.
That makes sense? Questions.
Jautājumi.
Oh. First of all, big thank you from about that you made a example about the singing, the classical singing and choir music, traditional music. Big thanks that you didn't let it like you let it down.
Ļoti paldies, ka tu nenoliki vienkārši to kūri un klasisko dziedāšanu.
Because in our culture,
jo mūsu kultūrā,
classical music,
klasiskā mūzika,
choirs,
kūri,
it's a big thing.
Tā ir liela.
So it has a place.
Tam ir vieta.
So, yeah, big thank you for that.
Viens paldies par to.
Меньше, не больше. Less, not more. A question. What do you think about then that you change the lyrics of the secular music? You leave the music, but change the lyrics.
Kad tu paņemi, piemēram, pasaulīgu dziesmu un nomaini viņai vārdus.
To make it a worship song?
Praise, worship. Like, oops, I did it again, change the lyrics and let's go.
My heart will go on.
Who does that?
Believe me, there are.
It's unnecessary.
Андрей, убери это, потише сделай, он заводится. Yeah. Меньше гейна.
Super, super.
Yeah. Еще чуть-чуть. Yeah. Ok. Mm-hmm.
It's unnecessary.
Unnecessary.
That's not why it exists.
Yeah. I think when we're copying something from the world,
exactly,
we're diminishing the Holy Spirit's creativity.
Mēs tā kā noniecinām Svētā Gara radošumu.
For me, it's a sign of low faith.
Bet man tas ir kā zīme zemē ticības līmenim.
As we yesterday talked, it used to be the church was the example of the professionalism and where the good music came out, right?
Kā draudz bija kā profesionālisma etalons un kur daudz labas mūzikas nāca ārā.
We usually now it's turning like turning around.
Ja tagad tas ir tā kā otrādi apgriezts.
Yeah, they're just about the same question about the lyrics. One more question. How do you realize and see if the man or leader are worshiping truly?
Vai pielūdz patiesībā?
Or do I do it like based on my feelings or
vai tu
do you get it? Does it make sense?
Vai tu kaut kā tu to ieraugi?
How do you feel? Is there a Holy Spirit or it's emotions? Or how do you say?
We are never going to be able to fully know somebody's intentions.
Mēs nekad nespēsim patiesos kaut kādu cilvēku nolūkus atpazīt.
Or motivation.
Vai motivācija.
We don't have access to anyone else's motivation.
Mums nav pieeja jebkura cita cilvēka motivācijai.
It's not our right to know.
Tā nav mūsu tiesības to zināt.
So the word judgment in the New Testament.
Vārds nosots jeb tiesa
means to make a judgment call.
Jaunajā derībā tas nozīmē pasludināt.
Like a judge.
Kā tiesnesim.
Like a statement.
Kā
you're guilty.
Tu esi vainīgs.
You're innocent.
Tu esi neesvainīgs. Taisnība.
You're wrong.
Tev nav taisnība.
There's only one throne that fits one judge.
Ir viens tronis, kas uz vienu troņu varbūt tikai viens tiesnesis.
I don't have access to your motivations and your intentions.
Man nav pieejas tavai motivācijai un taviem nodomiem.
Don't judge.
Nesodi, nenosodi.
Netiesā.
Yeah. No one's ever gonna know.
Neviens to nekad nezinās.
And it's not our right to know.
Un tā nav mūsu daļa, jeb tiesības to zināt.
I feel it, I see. God is not a gossiper.
Dievs nav tā kā tāds tenkotājs, jā.
Yes, there are situations that God will reveal and expose somebody else's intentions.
Un varbūt situācijas, kad Dievs atklāj un parāda patiesos nolūkus.
It's not to shame.
Tas nav kauns.
It's not to condemn.
Tas nav, lai nosodīt.
God doesn't use the words that accuse.
Dievs nelieto vārdus, kas apsūdz.
We can make it further. If you are a good singer, player, you can sing and you can make, as we talked yesterday, you can make by your singing and playing the environment
and
make people feel like it's Holy Spirit moving. But actually not, as we talked yesterday. Coldplay, they also have a power, bring some kind of
feelings. Sensation.
Yes, exactly. If we take the question further.
Music moves the soul.
Mūzika virza dvēseli.
It's not always going to move the heavens.
Tas nevienmēr virzīsies uz debesīm.
So every song,
katrai dziesmai,
powerful music,
vai spēcīga mūzika,
well-produced music,
labi producēta mūzika,
it's supposed to almost manipulate us.
Tā gandrīz tai ir nolūks gandrīz manipulēt ar mums.
For example,
piemēram,
if anyone here, so I had an encounter with the world when I had an encounter with Jesus when I was 13.
Kad es satiku Jēzu, man bija 13.
And I never had an encounter with the world.
Un man nebija šī saskars ar pasauli.
Because I met Jesus before I met the world.
Jo es satiku Jēzu, pirms es satiku pasauli.
But if you go into discos and clubs,
kad tu aizēji uz diskotēkām un klubiem,
It's usually the same music.
Tā ir parasti tā pati mūzika.
Tums. So, there's a lot of drugs that are done in these environments.
Tajā vidē.
Darkness.
Tumsas.
And there's a lot of, like, craziness and reckless behaviors.
Un tur ir tāda neprātīga uzvedība.
Now why?
Kāpēc?
Why is the music always like that?
Kāpēc mūzika vienmēr ir tāda?
The DJs, all the huge festivals, you have the same house and dance music.
Milzīgos festivālos
tāpat. The kick.
Visu laiku ir šis sitiens.
Triggers a part of your brain that has more sentiment, has more sadness.
Un šī bunga, viņa aizskar tos smadzeņu centrus, kur ir tā kā skumjas.
And the snare.
Un bunga.
Ta 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 ta
ta ta ta ta ta
ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta
ta ta ta ta ta ta
ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta
ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta
ta And it's pretty much manipulating you.
Un tas tevi manipulē.
It's triggering all kinds of feelings and sensations.
Un tas
triggering, it's registering all kinds of feelings and sensations.
Dažādas sajūtas un
yeah?
Yeah.
So it you're not gonna take a song like that.
Tu nepaņemsi tādu dziesmu.
And have a romantic declaration to somebody.
Tu nebūs kaut romantiskā deklarācija.
The melody does not match the purpose.
Jo melodija nesaskan ar mērķi.
You want people to act out of control?
Tu gribi cilvēkus dabūt ārā no, tā kā viņi iziet no kontrolas.
You produce sounds that will control people's brains.
Tu radi skaņas, kas kontrolē cilvēku smadzenes.
So the melodies,
tad melodijas,
they're always going to produce feelings.
Tās radīs kaut kādas sajūtas.
Emotions.
Emocijas.
Sensations.
Sajūtas.
There's science behind God created it that way.
Un ir zinātnē, un, protams, Dievs to ir radījis tādā veidā.
Our job,
mūsu darbs,
is to understand what the Lord wants to do in an atmosphere.
Ko saprast, ko Dievs vēlas darīt atmosfērā.
And match it with the music.
Un saskanēt tam ar mūziku.
Support it with the music.
Atbalstīt to ar mūziku.
Be aligned with the music.
Būt saskaņā ar mūziku.
Like I said in the first session today.
Kā es pirmajā daļā teicu.
The music at a service.
Mūzika dievkalpojumā.
Is a partner of the Lord's purpose.
Dieva mērķim.
We're partnering up with the Holy Spirit's direction.
Mēs esam partneri Svētā Gara vadībai. So then next is what about like different genres of music, like there is also this like Christian this club music and Christian rock music. It will not always fit in like in service, but in different environment.
The genres,
dažādi žanri,
are supposed to trigger an experience.
Tiem vajadzētu radīt šo pieredzi.
They're supporting, for example,
piemēram,
I had a friend that was I don't know if you know how to translate this, but like I will explain.
Viņam draugs bija, kas
he scored movies and documentaries.
Scored?
Scores is when you produce all the sounds on a keyboard.
Viņš radīja mūziku filmā.
Dokumentālā.
Radīja mūziku filmām. Skaņas.
So they give cinema producer
viņš tā kā kino
the movie
filmai
or the film or and it's like please put music behind it.
Un viņam pasaka lūdzu uzliec mūziku.
Put sounds behind it.
Uzliec skaņas
to support the message of the scenes.
Un lai šīs ainas lai to vēsti tā kā atbalstīt.
Pastiprināt.
Jā.
That's exactly what we should do at church.
Tas ir tas, kas mums jādara draudzē.
Thank you. A lot of questions now coming in. Nice. What are the criteria how to choose a team?
Kādi kritēriji lai izvēlas komandu, pilūks mums komandu?
Guitarists, singers,
I believe,
auditions.
I think so the team is supposed to implement a vision.
Komandai ir jāizteno redzējums.
If you don't have a specific vision,
ja tev nav specifisks redzējums,
you're not going to have a set team.
Tev nebūs nokomplektēta komanda.
If you have an undefined vision,
ja tev nav nodefinēts redzējums,
you're going to have an undefined criteria.
Tev nebūs nodefināta kritērija.
Okay, but how do I know I should pick that one or that one?
Kā lai es izvēlos tu vai
like
vienu vai otru?
Guitar player, back vocals or something.
Gitaristu vai back vocalist.
Again, I believe it has a lot to do with what type of atmosphere you want to create.
Atkarīgs kāda veida atmosfēru tu vēlēsi radīt.
Kids,
bērni,
don't create mature atmosphere.
Viņi nerada nobriedušu atmosfēru.
They create pure atmosphere.
Viņi rada šķīstu atmosfēru.
So, if you're dealing with adults,
ja tev ir darīšana ar suņiem,
you have to deal with wounds.
Adults, pieaugušajiem.
Ar pieaugušajiem tad tev ir jārēķinās arī ar rētām.
History, frustration, backgrounds.
Iepriekšējo pieredzi un
you cannot expect
tu nevar sagaidīt
maturity from a child that's not ready to give.
Tu nevar sagaidīt briedumu no bērna, kurš nav gatavs.
Jesus prepared himself for 30 years approximately.
Jēzus sevi gatavoja apmēram 30 gadus.
And implemented it in 3.
un to īstenoja 3 gados.
90% preparation,
90% sagatavošanās.
10% execution.
10% īstenošana.
Usually we have 10% preparation.
Parasti mums ir 10% sagatavošanās.
90% execution.
Un 90% īstenošana.
Then we wonder why we make so many mistakes.
Un tad mēs brīnamies, kāpēc mēs izdarām daudz kļūdu.
Thank you. What could be the reasons?
Kādi varētu būt iemesli?
To take a team member from the worship out.
Like lai palūktu atstāt komandu kādam.
Those are hard questions.
Grūti jautājumi.
I told you.
Well, we do have to be careful. First of all, everything needs to be prayerful.
Visam jābūt ir lūkšanā, ar caur lūkšanu.
The prodigal son,
zudušais, pazudušais dēls.
The father did not go after him.
Tēvs negāja viņam pakaļ.
But the lost sheep,
bet zudusī avs.
The father went to find it.
Tēvs aizgāja, lai viņu atrastu.
Did you get lost or did you lose yourself?
Vai tu pazudi vai tu pats sev pazaudēji?
Do we have a rebellious spirit
vai
or
mums ir dumpiniecisks gars, dumpīgs gars?
We have an untrained spirit.
Vai mums ir netrenēts gars?
There's a reason why the prodigal son was the youngest one.
Ir iemesls, kāpēc jaunākais dēls bija šis zudušais dēls.
The less knowledge,
mazāk zināšanu,
the higher the probability of impulsiveness.
Jo lielāka iespēja būt impulsīviem lēmumiem.
Each case is different.
Katrs gadījums ir savādāks.
But here's a suggestion that helps a lot.
Bet šeit ir ieteikums, kas var palīdzēt.
Train people.
Apmāc cilvēkus.
Like a company.
Kā uzņēmumā.
Here's the vision.
Lūk ir redzējums.
Here's the expectation.
Šeit ir tas, ko mēs sagaidām.
Uniformed mindset.
Vienots domāšanas veids.
Culture comes from cultivating.
Kultūra nāk no kultivācijas.
Cultivating comes from what's in the land.
Un kultivācija nāk no tā, kas ir zemē.
Here's what we're going to sow.
Šis ir tas, ko mēs sējam.
You want it?
Vai tu vēlies to?
Join it.
Pievienojies.
You don't want it?
Tu nevēlies?
Sit down.
Sēdies.
So then you know that when we're up here,
ja mēs zinām, kad mēs esam šeit,
we're operating according to the vision.
Mēs darbojamies saskaņā ar redzējumu.
And before you request,
un pirms šī pieprasījuma,
you have to give.
Tev ir jādod.
You don't get a test at school.
Tev nav skolā
pārbaudes darbs.
If you
don't get the material from the teacher first.
Ja tev nav pirms tam bijis materiāls no
skolotāja. Or at least the book.
Vai vismaz grāmata.
The kingdom of God is righteousness, justice.
Dieva valstība ir taisnības patiesība.
So it's not fair to expect from a child.
Nav godīgi sagaidīt no bērna.
What only an adult can deliver.
Ko tikai pieaugušais var dot.
Like for example, they don't know the price of a drum set.
Kas spēlē bungus?
Viņi nezin, cik maksā bungus.
Viņi nezin, cik maksā bungus.
They didn't work for it.
Viņi par to nestrādāja.
They don't know how much it costs.
Viņi nezin, cik tas maksā.
They may know the price tag.
Viņi zina, varbūt
tās cenu zīmi. Let's just say with 3,000 euros.
Viņi 3,000 eiro.
How many of us know the price of 3,000 euros?
Cik daudz no mums zina cenu 3,000 euro?
Yeah. It's like, you see, if you're given everything,
ja tev viss tiek iedots,
you're not going to appreciate anything.
Tu to nevērtēsi.
Yeah, thank you. So, to summarize, if the vision should be the same, right?
Uniform
vision, and you should walk one direction. Yeah, according to vision.
And be reviewing the vision periodically.
So if there is a disagreement in vision,
it's fine.
No, but in the team, like you should like follow.
You're honoring the vision.
Yes.
And everybody has the right to disagree.
Nepiekrist kaut kam.
I think it's foolish.
Es domāju, tas ir muļķīgi.
But it's the right.
Bet ir tiesības uz tādu.
I think it's silly.
Tas ir muļķīgi.
How many years do you have in the worship setting? How many years of experience?
A lot.
Just throw out a number.
No, 10.
10. How old is your son?
11.
Pieredze.
There could be a disagreement, right?
Yeah, he can disagree all he wants, you know?
Yeah.
So, also, everything we see online is the final result.
Viss, ko mēs redzam online, tas ir beigu rezultāts.
Is never the elements of the equation.
Tie nekad nav vienādojami elementi.
Don't judge the health of anyone's team based on what you watch online.
Mm. Yes.
Nevērtē pēc tā, ko tu redzi online, par komandu nespēju.
By the way,
starp citu,
the crowds on most worship songs online,
visi šie pūļi, kas pielūksmes dziesmās,
they're redone.
Tos pārdzied.
They're recorded in a controlled environment.
Tos ieraksta kontrolētā
vidē. They're not recorded live.
Tie nav dzīvajā ierakstīti.
The keyboards are re-recorded.
Taustiņas pāraksta.
All the guitars are re-recorded.
Visas ģitāras pāraksta.
Sometimes only the drums are recorded live.
Dažreiz tikai bungas
ir dzīvajā ierakstīti. All the vocals are re-recorded.
Pārējais vals ir pārdziedāts.
It's not what it seems.
Tas nav tas, kā tas izskatās. So it's fake.
Well, it's not real time.
Tas nav īsti, nu, tā kā laikā, tiešajā īstajā laikā.
Yeah, it's not real time.
Yeah.
You know, that's all.
Question. How do I know that I'm meant to be a worshipper? Or how I know that that it is the God's plan?
Ka tas ir Dieva plāns manai
dzīvei. I don't understand the question.
How do I know that I'm a worshipper? God said everything that has breath.
Dievs teica,
well, we're all worshippers.
Mēs visi esam pielūdzēji.
But the question is, I think the question is about how do I know that I should play guitar, keys, and worship team, and etc.
That's something that I believe the Holy Spirit speaks to.
Es domāju, ka Svētais Gars runā tajā virzienā, kad, nu, ja tev tajā virzienā
jātīstās. Sometimes your talent is for you to use it.
Lai tu tos varētu lietot.
But sometimes your talent is for you to sacrifice it.
Un dažreiz tavs talants ir taviem upuriem.
It's a case by case situation.
Tas ir kā kurš gadījums strādā.
That's one of the reasons why we have a relationship with God.
Tāpēc tev ir attiecības ar Dievu.
We see as a therapist.
Kā terapists.
We see somebody who brings in a problem.
Un es redzu kādu, kurš atnāk ar problēmu.
And they pray.
Un viņi lūdz.
And the Lord says.
Un Dievs saka.
Persist. Continue.
Turpini.
Don't give up.
Nepadodies.
Sometimes somebody brings in the same problem.
Un kadreiz kāds atnāk ar to pašu problēmu.
And then they pray.
Un viņi lūdz.
And God will say, give up.
Un Dievs saka, atlaid to.
Stop.
Pārstāj.
I have a...
Padodies.
Here, give me a look. There's a time to be born and a time to die.
Ir laiks piedzimt, ir laiks mirt.
To plant and a time to uproot.
Ir laiks stādīt un stādīt
to
izraut.
To kill and a time to heal.
Ir laiks nogalināt un laiks dziedināt.
Time to tear down and a time to build.
Laiks celt un laiks noārdīt.
Time to mourn and a time to dance.
Tais laiks skumt un laiks priecāties.
Time to keep something and to throw away something.
Laiks kaut ko paturēt un laiks kaut ko atmest.
Time to tear something and time to fix it.
Tā kaut ko salaust un kaut ko salabot.
You get the point.
Tu saproti domu.
It's not always fixing, it's not always restoration, it's not always giving up, it's not always stopping.
Tas nav vienmēr apstāties, tas nav vienmēr atmest.
There's a part in the word.
Ir daļa vārda.
Knowing that they were there to arrest him and kill him, Jesus hid and went away.
Tad, kad Jēzus zināja, ka viņi grib viņu arestēt un nogalināt, Jēzus aizgāja prom no turienes.
So hiding is not always you being a coward, sometimes you being wise.
Dažreiz paslēpties ir gudri.
But then when it was the right time,
tad kad bija pareizais laiks,
Jesus allowed people to arrest him.
Tad kad bija pareizais laiks, Jēzus ļaus arestēt.
It's not always the same action.
Nevienmēr tā ir tā pati darbība.
But it's discerning the right time.
Bet tas ir par pareizo laiku.
I heard a comment from one pastor. I think on Facebook or somewhere.
No, that's it.
There was a question, how do you know that worship is your calling?
Kā tu zini, ka pielūksme ir tavs
aicinājums? And he said, does God, like, if it was my calling,
ja
sing,
dziedāt,
I kad es ir saboja balss, nu.
I
destroy my voice does the calling ends?
Oh yeah, es saboju savu balss vai mans aicinājums beidzās.
The thing is that the calling is to worship either way.
Un aicinājums.
But voice there is no it's not music, it's not singing.
Tā nav tikai mūzika.
As we talk today, right?
Mēs runājam šodien. Tas varbūt pilūks, varbūt jebkas.
God gives talents.
Dievs dod talents.
Use them for God.
Un lieto tos Dievu slavē.
I think if you have talent to play guitar and don't use it for God, it's like dishonoring.
Ja talents spēlēt ģitāru, to tu nelieto Dievam.
Or sing.
Tas ir ļoti žēl, vai tu dziedi un tu
You sing for a secular audience.
Tu dziedi varbūt pasaulīgai
But auditorijai. Don't do it in the church for body of Christ.
Dieva
I think it's draudzē. Dishonor. For God.
Man ir
žēl. I might be wrong.
varbūt es kļūdos.
Yeah. Next question.
Super.
Okay. Next question.
Nākamais jautājums.
Beginning you talked that you are in Africa and you first time saw Muslim. So there is a question about it. What do you think about Muslims? Are they good or bad?
Vai muslimi ir labi vai slikti?
Muslims?
Yeah, Muslims. Muslims.
Well, if you take time to get to know them.
Ja jūs iepazīstat viņus vēl tam laiku.
Have the right intention.
Viņiem labs, pareizs nolūks ir.
They just don't have the right God.
Viņiem tikai nav pareizais Dievs.
When Jesus was dying on the cross,
kad Jēzus mira uz krusta,
he looks down and he prays for the people.
Viņš skatās lejā un lūdz par cilvēku. Piedod viņiem.
They don't know what they do.
Jo viņi nezin, ko viņi dara.
So, it's a matter of, I think, being presented with true love.
Tas varbūt ir jautājums, kā patiesa mīlestība parādīt.
And getting themselves evangelized.
Un lai viņi tiktu evangelizēt.
Everybody's made according to the Lord's image and likeness.
Everybody
is made according to God's image and likeness.
Dieva līdzībā radīti.
No, it's false religion.
Viltus reliģija.
And we should love our brothers and sisters.
Mums jāmīl mūsu brāļi un māsas.
And be as Christ-like to them as we can.
Un būt līdzīgi kā Kristus, līdzīgi pret viņiem, tāpat kā Kristus pret viņiem izturās.
There's a I loved this analogy.
Man patīk šī.
If you see a building that is bent,
ja tu redzi celtni, kas ir izliekt.
The bent like not straight.
Jā, kas ir šķīva.
Don't go accuse of how wrong it is.
Neapsūdz, cik viņi nepareizi ir.
Build a straight one right next to it.
Uzcel taisnu viņai blakus, tad okay.
We're not gonna defeat
Mēs neuzvarēsim
the worldly pride with the Christian pride.
Mēs neuzvarēsim pasaulīgo lepnumu ar kristīgo lepnumu.
The Bible says love never fails.
Bībele saka, mīlestība nekad nebeidzās.
Which means love always works.
Kas nozīmē, ka mīlestība vienmēr darbojas.
Don't use world's ieroči.
Weapons.
Yeah, like
Yeah, it's not hatred with hatred. It's
Tas nav naids ar naidu.
Exactly.
It's in the Bible.
Tas ir Bībelē.
Thank you. Next question. How do you think it's better to translate songs that are written somewhere worship
or tūko dziesmas, kas
good songs strong
dziesmas.
And make them in our language?
Darīt mūsu valodā.
Or better to write your own songs but not maybe not so good produced and
vai rakstīt pašu dziesmas, kas nav tik labi varbūt producētas un nav tik zināmas.
So if you I was a part of a church that wrote songs for the global church, right?
Vai es biju daļa no draudzes, kas globāli raksta dziesmas.
So there's a mantle, there's a covering over certain circles to produce songs for the global church.
Ir tātad mentori, kas pieskata šo dziesmu rakstīšanu vadu globālai draudzei.
Elevation, Hillsong, Bethel, right?
Elevation, Bethel, Hillsong.
They bless the global church with songs.
Viņi svētī globālo draudzi, kristus miesa ar dziesmām.
And a lot of times,
un daudzreiz,
when you listen to the stories of how the songs came together,
un kā šīs dziesmas ir radušās,
they wrote it for a local church season that they were in.
Un viņi rakstīja to vietējai draudzei parasti.
So putting you guys' seasons into songs will help you go through the season with more life.
Kad tu raksti dziesmu priekš sezonas, tad tas palīdzēs tev šai sezonai iziet cauri.
Kaut kādiem apstākļiem draudzēji, kad tu tajā laikā radās dziesma, viņi vienkārši palika, nu tā kā.
But Bill Johnson says, not every song that was given to you,
ne visas dziesmas, kas ir tev dotas,
is supposed to be played at the church.
Ne visām dziesmām jābūt atskaņotām draudzēm.
Songs are like offerings.
Dziesmas ir kā upuri, ziedojumi.
Remember how Jesus multiplied bread and fish?
Un kā Jēzus pavairoja zīvi un maizes?
Clean your fish. Prepare your bread.
Sagatavo savu zīvi, savu maizi.
Clean your bread.
Sagatavo, attīri.
Just because the Lord gave you a song doesn't mean the song is ready to be given to God's people.
Tas, kad Dievs tev devis dziesmu, tas nenozīmē, ka tā dziesma ir gatava, lai viņa dot Dievu tautai.
Polish it, edit it.
Nospodrin to.
Work at it.
Strādā pie
tās. Test it.
Pārbaudi to.
Before you offer it.
Pirms to piedāvā.
We just ate a wonderful fish here for lunch. Thanks again.
Paldies par brīnišķīgo zīvi, ko mēs ēdām pusdienās.
We didn't take the fish out of the Baltic Sea and just put it on the table.
Mēs nepaņēmām no Baltijas jūras zīvi, vienkārši tos šķīvi neuzlikām.
Don't just take something that was given to you for your room.
Neņem to, kas ir dots tev priekš tavas istabas.
And think that's automatically ready for this room.
Un nedomā, ka tas automātiski gatavs šai istabai.
So both are important.
Yes.
If it's fitting for the global church, great, but I believe local churches should have local season songs too.
Un vietējiem draudzēm vajadzētu būt arī vietējām sezonu tādām dziesmām.
Can you share your story how you managed to managed how do you manage to play for Hillsong?
Kā tev sanāca, ka tu spēlēji
priekš incredible testimony.
Priekš Hillsong.
I've only had acoustic guitars in my life.
Man bija akustiskā ģitāra, manā dzīvē.
Not electric guitars.
Elektriskās nebija.
And in 2006,
2006.
A friend of mine had a dream with me.
Manam draugam bija sapnis par mani.
We used Skype.
Mēs lietojām tajā laikā
Skype. Anybody know what Skype means?
Mēs zinām, kas ir Skype.
And then we had a webcam, looked like a weird eye.
You are so old.
And so in 2006, this guy's like, we're so young, and he said, I had a dream with you.
Viņš teica, es redzēju sapni tev.
It was a theater.
Tas bija teātris.
Didn't look like a church.
Neizskatījās pēc baznīcas.
But it operated, there was a church service in there.
Un tur bija dievkalpojums.
And you were playing a red electric guitar.
Un tu spēlēji sarkanu elektrisko gitāru.
You have on videos.
And he said, and then I was walking in with my girlfriend.
Un es iegāju ar savu draudzeni tur.
My friend was walking in with his girlfriend.
Ah, mans draugs iegāja tur ar savu draudzeni.
And then usher would sit him down.
Un usher viņu nosēdināja kārtības sarkanu.
This is all in a dream.
Tas viss ir sapnī.
There's a lot of details in the dream.
Daudz detaļu sapnī.
And then he sees everybody on their knees and I was playing an electric guitar, red.
Un es spēlēju šo sarkano ģitāru un visi bija uz ceļiem.
And there was a woman next to me.
Un bija sieviete man blakus.
The girl that I was with at the time.
Meitene, ar kuras biju kopā tajā laikā.
She was in the dream too.
Viņa bija arī sapnī.
She was singing.
Viņa dziedāja.
2006. I never owned an electric guitar.
Man nekad nav bijusi elektriskā ģitāra.
A few years later.
Dažus gadus vēlāk.
We were putting together a worship band.
Mēs likām kopā.
I was living in California.
Dzīvoju Kalifornijā.
And I put an ad online.
Slavēšanas
Hey, I would really like to buy this brand of an electric guitar.
Es gribētu šādu
no color,
veidu elektrisko ģitāru. No,
I just wanted a Gibson.
Tikai Gibson.
It's a good brand.
Laba ģitāra.
Somebody writes to me and say, hey, I'm selling one.
Viens uzraksta, es vienu
Doesn't send any photos.
Nesūt nevienu foto.
I work at this specific company. Come check it out.
Un es strādāju šajā uzņēmumā. Atnāc paskaties.
I go there.
Es aizeju tur.
He opens the case.
Viņš atver šo kasti.
It's a red electric guitar.
Sarkanā elektriskā ģitāra.
I buy it.
Es to nopirku.
Now the dream was in 2006.
Sapnis bija 2006.
2007, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 2017. My friend who had the dream.
Manam draugam bija
2006. 11 years before.
11 gadus atpakaļ. Pirms tam.
Was living in South America.
Viņš dzīvoja Dienvidamerikā.
Had 6 US visas denied.
Viņam 6 ASV vīzas atteica.
6.
6.
On the 7th time.
7. reize viņš dabūja šo atļauju.
September 2017.
2017. Gada septembris.
The first service, the launch of Hillsong San Francisco.
Kad tika atklāts San Francisco draudz Hillsong.
At this theater called Regency. Theater.
Teatri Regency saucas.
First service, first band.
Pirmā grupa, pirmā.
He walks in.
Viņš ienāk.
Pulls out his phone.
Izvelk savu telefonu.
His girlfriend's right next to him.
Viņa draudzene ir blakus.
He's on the second floor.
Viņš ir otrajā stāvā.
Turns on the camera.
Ieslēdz kameru.
Starts filming.
Sāk filmēt.
I'm on the worship team.
Es esmu slavēšanas grupā.
With the red electric guitar.
Ar sarkanu elektrisko ģitāru.
11 years later.
11 gadus vēlāk.
11 years later.
11 gadus vēlāk.
If God has promised you something,
ja Dievs tev kaut ko apsolījis,
just be obedient.
Esi paklausīgs.
Just keep following his word.
Turpini sekot viņu vārdam.
I had no idea what it was.
Es nebija vispār domas, kas tas
bija. The promised land does not need to be a revealed land.
Par apsolītajai zemē nav jābūt atklātai.
Get up and go to a land that I will show you.
Celies un ej uz tām zemēm, ko es tev rādīšu.
We don't need to know what the land is.
Mums nav jāzina, kāda ir šī zeme.
We just need to know who the voice is.
Mums jāzina, kura ir šī balss.
Follow the voice.
Seko balsī.
Not the map.
Nevis kartei.
11 years.
11 gadi.
Why did I mention the girl?
Kāpēc es pieminēju draudzeni?
She was in the dream in 2006.
Viņa bija sapnī 2006. Gadā.
She was not at the church in 2017.
Viņa nebija draudzē 2017. Gadā.
Because she was not with the Lord.
Jo viņi nebija ar to kungu.
Somewhere along the way,
kaut kur pa ceļam,
she left the Lord's ways.
Viņa atstāja Dieva ceļus.
Every promise has a condition.
Katram apsolījumam ir nosacījums.
Yes. I stayed obedient.
Es paliku paklausīgs.
Not perfect.
Nebija perfekts.
And I got to what the Lord had promised.
Un es tiku līdz tam, ko Dievs bija solījis.
She disobeyed.
Viņa nepaklausīja.
When he films,
kad viņš filmē,
he's there with the red electric guitar.
Viņš ir ar sarkanu elektrisko ģitāru.
Where's the girl?
Kur ir meitene?
No longer walking with Jesus.
Vairāk neiet ar Jēzu.
Not in Jesus's promises.
Arī nav Jēzus apsolījumā.
It goes back to an everyday choice.
Viņa aiziet atpakaļ pie ikdienas izvēlēm.
Hoš, ne?
Cool.
Super.
Da, 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 super.
Da, da, super. Da, 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 da.
Can you share how does the I lost the word. Auditions happen?
Kā šīs noklausīšanās?
How in Hillsong everywhere you played?
Kur tu spēlē?
In your church?
Tavā draudzē.
Well, first of all, auditions, they help the body to stay motivated.
Tā palīdz būt
ķermenim palikt motivētam.
Encouraged.
Iedrošinātam.
Because you need to have a certain skill to be at certain places.
Lai būt noteiktā vietā, tev jābūt zināmam līmenim iemaņu.
It's biblical.
Tas ir bibliski.
When the king asked for a musician to come to his palace,
un tad, kad ķēniņš paprasīja muzikants, lai atnāk,
the condition is find somebody who plays well.
Atrodi kādu, kurš spēlē labi.
If you care about the Lord's house, you prepare for the Lord's house.
Ja tu rūpējies par Dieva namu, tu gatavojies par Dieva namu.
Do you like to listen to bad music?
Vai tev patīk nekvalitīvu mūziku klausīties?
Do you like to drink bad drinks?
Vai tev patīk negaršīgi dzērieni?
Do you like to eat bad food?
Vai slikts ēdiens?
So why would we offer bad offerings?
Kādēļ gan mēs pienesam Dievam sliktus upurus?
So auditions help people to continuously work on themselves?
Palīdz cilvēkiem strādāt pie sevis?
And remain practicing at their schools or at home?
Un turpināt praktizēt skolās vai mājās?
To reach a skillful level to be ready to lead the Lord's house.
Un lai būtu šis iemaņu līmenis tāds, lai varētu vadīt Dieva nāmā.
What's the instrument that has the highest leadership in the Lord's house?
Kurš instrument, kuram instrumentam ir augstākā līderība Dieva nāmā?
The drums.
Bungas.
There's no more powerful instruments than the drums.
Nav spēcīgāk instrumentu par bungām.
You can sing as loud as you want.
Tu var dzirdēt, cik skaļi gribi.
If the drums start a beat,
ja bungas sāks,
they will take the church to that beat.
Viņi paņems draudzi uz to beat.
So be very, by the way, and drums don't even need to be mic'd.
Un bungām nav jābūt ar mikrofonu.
So be very sensitive to how you
esiet jūtīgi
how you play the drums.
Kā jūs spēlējat bungas.
The drummer can take the church wherever he or she decides to.
Bungas var aiznest cilvēku jebkur, kur viņš izdomā.
He just has floor toms, kicks, snares, cymbals. It has a lot of power.
Daudz spēku, viss grīdas, bunga.
Doesn't even compare to six strings, my friend.
To nevar salīdzēt ar sešām stīgām.
Play drums.
Now, I'm not saying it's the most important. It just carries the most leadership.
Un tām bungām ir visvairāk līderība.
That's it.
Tas nav.
We have a few more minutes. Sure. Vai jūs gribētu zināt, kā viņš tika pie, ne tika, bet kā viņš atgriezās? Gribētu zināt stāstu?
Do you want to share, could you share a story how you came to Christ?
5 minutes? Can you manage?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't need that much.
Okay.
So, I was 13.
Man bija 13 gadu.
I had a friend, her name was Vivian.
Viņam bija draugs Vivian.
Was her name in Latvian? Vivian.
Vivian, say.
Vivian.
Vivian, draudzen.
So Vivian was the youngest of 5.
Viņa bija jaunākā no 5.
But her 4 older siblings were that much older than she was.
Un viņas 4 pārējie tie brāļi māsas tie bija daudz vecāki par viņu.
So at age 13, 14, he had already attended all kinds of parties and all kinds of weird stuff.
Un vecumā, kad bija 12, 13 gadi, viņš jau bija bijis visādās balītēs, ar alkoholu, ar visu kaut ko.
And after one summer break, she comes back completely different.
Un vienu pēc vasaras brīvlaika viņa atgriežas un viņa ir savādāk.
And your example is the biggest leader in the world.
Un tavs piemērs ir lielā labākais līderis pasaulē.
I was like, what happened? You said I'm a believer now.
Un es prasu, kas notika, viņa saka, es esmu ticīgais tagad.
And she was very different.
Un viņa bija tiešām savādāk.
And she said, let's go to church.
Un viņa saka, uz draudzi.
So I was going to a Presbyterian school.
Es aizgāju uz Presbyterian school.
The academics were very good at this Presbyterian school.
Un akadēmiskās izglītība bija ļoti laba tajā skolā.
But when I went to a Christian Protestant evangelical church.
Un kad es iekļuvu evaņģeliskajai draudzē.
I was struck by the presence of God.
Man pieskarās Dieva klātbūtne.
And it was real in my friend's life.
Un tas bija reāls manā draugu dzīvē.
And so when I felt the Lord's presence and the Lord's power at his church.
Un kad es sajūtu Dieva klātbūtni, Dieva svētījumu šajā draudzē.
And nothing ever compared to that.
Nekas nekad nevar līdzināties tam.
And what sealed the deal for me?
Un kas apstiprināja šo, tā teikt, darījumu?
Again, I was 13.
Tad man bija 13.
And she said, "Gee, I learned."
Viņa teica, "Gee, es iemācījos."
If you feel scared,
ja tev ir bail,
you call upon the name of Jesus.
Tu piesauc Jēzus vārdu.
I said, "Okay, Vivian."
Es teicu, "Okay, Vivian."
I'll do that.
Es to darīšu.
So I have an older brother, we used to share a room.
Un man bija vecākais brālis man istabā.
And one evening I was alone and I was scared.
Es biju viens un man bija bail.
And I said, "Well, Vivian told me to call upon the name of Jesus."
Un Vivian teica, ka man vajag piesaukt Jēzus vārdu.
So I'm going to say that.
Un es teikšu.
So in the name of Jesus.
Jēzus vārdā.
And I just felt this peace over me that I never felt before.
Un es sajūtu šo mieru, kas nāca par mani.
Relief, this protection.
Kā atvieglojums, kā aizsardzība.
Done.
Darīts.
Been saved since then.
Un,
and here I am in Latvia.
Kopš tās reizes.
That's it.
Es domāju, mēs varam dot aplausu Dievam.
Give clap to the Lord.
Aplausu Gī, bet slava Dievam.
Glory to God and clap for Gī.
Here we go.
Oh, mums arī mācītāji grib padalīties kaut kā.
Thank you. Es gribu šodien atvainoties, ka es daudz vēlāk atnācu nekā sākas seminārs.
I apologize for showing up later than the seminar started.
Es te kalpoju vienam cilvēkam līdz vēl no vakaram.
Yesterday I ministered to one person
bet,
the late
Jēzus
night.
Teica, kad svētīgi ir tie.
Jesus said that blessed are those
kas neredz,
who don't see.
Un es domāju arī, kas nedzird varbūt.
And who don't even bet, maybe nedz. Hear, but who believe.
Es šim pielūdzējam uzticos.
I trust this worshipper.
Protams, ka viņš teica, nevar nu, visu zināt, kas cilvēkā, ja?
As he said, you never know what's inside a human and motives and so.
Viņš man jau, mēs vienreiz tikāmies martā.
We met in March once.
Tā bija tā pirmais vakars, bija interesanti tikšanās.
And the first night was very interesting meeting.
Tāpēc, ka mēs viens otru tā, nu, it kā likās neredzam, bet testējām.
We sort of tested each other.
Tas tā bija. Nu, es nemeloju. Es esmu cilvēks, kas runā par taisnājumu.
I speak straight.
Es teiksim, kā es garā sajūtu.
How I felt
ka
it in spirit.
Ka viņš ir īstais sūtītais.
That he is sent and he is the right one.
Tev jāzina, kurš ir sūtītais.
You need to know who has sent.
Viņš to, ko te runā.
What he speaks here.
Tas viss ir to, ko es arī kā es to saprotu.
And that's where he relates as I understand it.
Un man reizē liekas, ka viņš atbrauc vienkārši tā kā
and sometimes tās, it seems
tā kā tortei uzliek skaistu tādu putu krēju.
As he
lai citi varētu teist, jo to, ko es tur izcepu, tas tā kā nu nav pieņemams.
Sort of master chef he puts like on a cake very beautifully and makes it in order because as she maybe does the same thing it wouldn't look so nice.
I made this basic they not like it. Yes. Un tāpēc es šo pielūdzēju sajūtu garā.
And that's why I feel this worshipper in spirit.
Viņš daudz lietas redz tā patās, teiksim, kā es.
And many things he sees as the same way as I see.
Viņš domāšanas veids ir ļoti līdzīgs.
The mindset is similar.
Par slavēšanu, pielūdzu.
About worship, about praise.
Par paklausību.
About obedience.
Par pazemību.
About submission.
Par Dievu meklēšanas formu.
How you look for or for
par
God.
Veltīšanos.
How you surrender or yeah, sacrifice
jā.
Your life to God.
Un es esmu ļoti pateicīgi šim sūtītajam vīram.
And I am thankful to this sent one.
Kad viņš ir šodien šeit, viņš atstāja savu draudzi, viņš ir ziedāja
that he is today here, that he has left his church and all
šeit.
His plans to be here.
Es esmu pateicīgi visiem, kas ir šodien šeit sapulcējušies.
And I am thankful for everyone who has here come and gathered together.
Es domāju, ka šīs ir draudzes, šie pielūdzēji.
These churches, these worshipers.
Kuri saprot.
Who understand.
Vai vismaz mēģina saprast savu aicinājumu.
Or try to understand their calling.
Bet mums kā latviešiem tas nav tikai tāds vienkāršs aicinājums.
And for us as Latvians it's not only simply calling.
Ļoti žēl, ka šeit nav vairāk cilvēku.
I very pity that here are not more people.
Jo, zinat, mūsu tautē ir īpaša lieta.
Our nation has special thing.
Mūsu kristīgā visa ticība sākusies ar
Our Christian faith has started with worship celebrations.
Tas kā kori stāv, šitā kā viņš rāda, ja?
As he showed, as in choir you sing.
Un Mums tas viss ir sācies ar kora dziedāšanu.
And for our nation it started from choir singing.
Mums ir, viņš pat varbūt nezin, mums ir tad šī skatuve lielā Rīgā.
And we have this huge stage in Riga, maybe you don't know.
Kur mums katru 4. Gadu notiek lieli svētki.
Where we have a huge celebration every 4th year.
Bet tur vairs nedzied Dievam.
But there they don't sing to God.
Tur nedejo Dievam vairs.
They don't dance to God anymore.
Tur savāca 42,000.
There are 42,000.
Bet tur nedzied Dievam.
But they don't sing for God.
Un mums tas ir jāizmaina.
And we need to change
Tāpēc,
that.
Tas viss sākās ar pilūksmes svētkiem.
Because everything started from worship
Bet ja ne
celebration.
Tu, tad kurš to izdarīs?
But if not you, then who will do it?
Un tad ir jābūt tādam neatlaidīgam.
And then you need to be persistent.
Ir jātīs šīs te dāvanas.
You need to
Ir jāsakārto savu galvu, šis sprāts, sirds.
You need to protect
Izvēle.
Your mind, the choices, your
Mūsu
heart.
Mūsu bērniem ir jābūt šeit klāt un mazbērniem.
We are children and grandchildren should be present
jāsāk
here.
Jāsāk saprast kaut kas.
And they need to understand something.
Un es pat nezinu, vai tas ir tagad iespējams, varbūt tas ir tad pēc pilūksmes svētkiem,
I'm not sure if it's possible now, but maybe after worship part.
Es domāju, ka šovakar būs pilūksmes svētki.
I believe it will be worship celebration tonight.
Un, bet es zinu, ka es saviem arī Pusaudžiem.
I know that for the
teenagers,
I believe
kad svaidījumu
that anointing
garīgo saprašanu
and spiritual understanding
to grūtāk ir iegūt tomēr caur video.
It is difficult to obtain through video.
Nekā būt blakus.
Rather than being side by side.
Reizēm sajūtām nav nozīmes, bet reizēm ir.
Sometimes feelings have no role, but sometimes they have role.
Tās ir, protams, zināšanas, kā mēs iegūstam kaut ko. Tā ir pieredze, ko mums nododam.
It is experience, it is knowledge that we obtain.
Bet kristīgajā ticībā ļoti svarīgi ir roku uzlikšana.
And in this Christian faith, there is a meaning of laying hands on people. And I believe...
Es nezinu, vai to var tagad izdarīt.
Whether we do it now...
Varbūt katrs grib saņemt tādu profetiku, to...
Pravietisko.
Pravietisko...
Maybe everyone wants to
lūksam,
receive some
ko
kind
dara
of
šis vīrs.
Prophetic prayer as he does it.
Un, bet varbūt, ka tas varbūt arī kaut kā ātrāk notikt, jo, ja būs šis īsti pravietiskās lūkšanas, būs ļoti gari.
As
tad mums
vajag prayers,
gari šāpēc uz nedēļu pie mums.
Then you need to come for a week here to pray for everyone.
Ar palīgiem. ja?
With your assistants.
Bet es jums gribētu, tad jā, bet to varētu, es nezinu, tas ir jāpaņem lēmums, bet es domāju, ka tas ļoti svarīgi ir.
I believe it's important, but we need to
brauc,
make decision.
Es domāju, ceru uz to.
And everyone who has come here, they look for it.
Es, kā mācītāji, gribu jums novēlēt.
I want...
Vai jūs atceraties 40. Psalmu?
40?
40, vai jā.
I want to, as a encourage and speak to you,
lai jūs,
Psalm 40.
Tas ir tās manas novēlējums no manas.
It is like a wish from my side, from God.
To Dāvids teicis.
What David said,
pants.
Third verse.
Viņš mani izvilka no... Nē, tas nav.
He raised me.
Nē.
No?
Ceturtais pants. Manā mutē viņš lika jaunu dziesmu. Slavas dziesmu mūsu Dievam. Daudzi to dzirdēs. Viņus pārņems bijība, un viņi sāks ticēt tam kungam. Tas nozīmē, cik svarīga ir tā kalpošana, ko jūs darat.
Sort of, it says, in my mouth he put a new song, glory, song of glory to our God. Many will hear it, and they will have fear of God, and they will start to believe the Lord.
Es domāju, ka viņš ir manī viens prāts.
She believes that you agree with her.
Ja? Kad, tad nav tikai, teiksim, mēs iesim uz ielām evanģelizēsim.
It's not only that we will go on street and evangelize.
Mēs varam savu dzīves stilu parādīt kādam, lai sāk ticēt.
We can show our lifestyle that they start
teikt,
to believe.
Kā Jēzus teica Nikodēmam.
We can say as
Nebrīnies,
Jesus said,
ka es tev saku.
To Nicodemus that don't
tev ir
be
jāpiedzīmes no augšies.
Surprised that you need to get
arī
birth,
tas ir
born again.
Bet var arī vienkārši pielūgt garā un patiesībā.
But you can also
ar šīm jaunām dziesmām, ar šīm
worship in spirit and truth with these new songs.
Īpaši pienes šo te upur Dievam.
Bring this sacrifice to
un
God.
Kāds ieraudzīs Kristu?
And somebody will see Christ. And somebody will start believing.
Jūs esat kā šie zvejnieki, jūs esat šie zvejnieki, kas ķer šīs dvēseles.
And you are like these fishermen that get these souls caught.
Mēs katrs kaut ko darām savā kalpošanā.
We every one of us do something in our ministry.
Un es ceru, ka varbūt šādi pilūksmes, šādas meistarklases varētu būt.
Maybe,
gadus,
maybe I am looking forward that similar master classes or such meetings could be seminars like once a year at least.
Lai mēs mācītos ķert tās zivis.
So we could
ķert cilvēks.
Learn how to catch these fishes.
Un es domāju, ka šī tāda laba vieta ir, kur to mācīties.
And I believe this is a good place to
mūsu nama tālāk vairs ielu nav.
Because we don't have further streets there on.
Tur sākas zvejas osta.
There is a fishing port there behind.
Reāli.
Real port.
Un, nu, tas jūras ūdens no mums nav ļoti tālu.
And also the water of sea is not very far away.
Tā kā no zvejniekiem mēs varam taut par cilvēku ķērājiem.
And we can get from
Un es novēlu, lai jums pieaug šī te griba. Ienes šo īpašu upuru Dievam.
And I wish though that you get this
būt paklausīgiem, būt pazemīgiem.
Will to be obedient and to bring the Lord this sacrifice.
Man svētais gars ir mācījis manā kalpošanas sākumā.
In my ministry Holy Spirit has taught me.
Ka tev ir, viņš man teica, tev ir jābūt tīrai sirdī un tīrām rokām, lai man kalpot.
You need to have clean hands and clean heart to serve
Citā
to me.
Citā tu man nedzirdēsi.
Otherwise you won't hear me.
Saprot, kāpēc Dāvids teica, tikai neatņem man svēto garu.
That's why David said don't take your spirit away from me.
Es apsveicu visus ķērājus, cilvēku ķērājus.
And I congratulations.
Visās valstīs lai pieaug īstu patiesu pielūdzēju skaits.
So might number of true worshipers increase in every nation.
Un mēs svētam Brazīliju arī, ja?
And we bless Brazil.
Lai tur arī pieaug.
So they also increase.
Lai viņiem ir jaunas dziesmas.
So they have new songs.
Un lai viņš atbrauc pie mums arī ar jaunām dziesmām.
So he might come also to us.
Un cerams, ka mēs arī sagribēsim aizbraukt uz Brazīliju, uz to lielo draugu.
And perhaps we could, might like to go to Brazil also.
Yes? You agree? Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Man patikās tāds, tā viena frāze, ko viņš teica.
I like this phrase, what he told.
Lielākais evaņģelizācijas elements.
The greatest evangelic element
ir Dieva klātbūtne.
Ir the presence of the Lord.
Evangelistic.
Evangelistic, jā. Paldies visiem.
Thank you, everyone. Can you
pray? Yeah, I'll pray and everyone is invited to be back at 6.
Laipni lūgti atpakaļ sešos.
6:30, what time are we going to start?
6 starts.
6 it starts.
Oh. But should we pray now?
Thus say the Lord.
Yes.
6 it starts.
Tā saka tas kungs sešos sākās.
Yeah, let's pray.
Palūksim.
Can you...
Oh, I'll just pray from here.
Okay.
Let's just stand as we finish closing prayer.
Noslēdzu šo lūkšanu.
Father, your word says as Jesus could not do anything alone.
Tavs vārds saka, ka Jēzus nevarēja viens pats neko izdarīt.
So we need your help.
Mums ir vajadzīga tava palīdzība.
So these seeds would find fertile soil.
Lai šīs sēklas atrod auglīgu augsni.
That your Holy Spirit would remind us of these truths that were spoken here today.
Lai Svētais Gars atgādina par šīm patiesībām, ko mēs runājam šodien.
The right time.
Pareizajā laikā.
For the right purposes.
Pareizajiem mērķiem.
Father, we pray that none of these seeds would be stolen by the enemies.
Un mēs lūdzam, lai nevien sēkli nenozog ienaidnieks.
Or choked by the difficulties of life.
Lai tas neapēda dzīves grūtībās.
So we cancel out doubts.
Mēs atsakamies no šaubām.
We speak the light of your truth.
Mēs pasludinām tavus patiesības gaismu.
We pray for new levels of hunger and thirst.
Mēs lūdzam par jauniem slāpju un salkumu līmeņiem.
Commitments and choices.
Veltīšanās un izvēlēm.
To be true worshipers.
Būt šiem patiesajiem pielūdzējiem.
In spirit and in truth.
Garā un patiesībā.
Led by your Holy Spirit.
Svētā gara vadībā.
According to the truth of who you are.
Saskaņā ar patiesību, kas tu esi,
what's written in your word.
Kas ir rakstīts tavā vārdā.
Continue to build in us an approved character.
Turpin celt mūsu šo apstiprināto raksturu.
Father, I pray for a fresh love for your church and for your people.
Lai ir svaiga mīlestība uz tavu draudzi, uz taviem cilvēkiem.
That this fresh understanding would bear divine fruits.
Lai šī svaigā izpratne nes dievišķus augļus.
For now and for eternity.
No šīs dienas mūžīgi.
Thank you for this house.
Paldies par šo namu.
We honor the pastors and the leaders here.
Mēs pagodinām līderus un mācītājus šodien.
Thank you for the new understanding that you brought to us.
Paldies par šo jauno izpratni, ko tu dod mums.
We close and we seal everything in Jesus' name.
Mēs noslēdzam un apzīmogojam to visu Jēzus vārdā.
All glory, all honor,
visa gods un visa slava,
and all power,
visa spēks,
it's all yours.
Tas viss ir tavs.
Amen.
Amen.